given of time to do some presentation. In this panel, there is a broad scale of problems beyond the needs in healthcare, food production, and human health. So I think we don't have much time to touch all the problems, but I think the basic area and fundamental issue for the medicine is the biomedicine development and research in this area is key issue for the future. Not this one. And I am from Olsztyn. It's the Olsztyn on the northeastern part of Poland. Gdańsk here, Olsztyn, Białystok, Warsaw. Olsztyn is the Nicholas Copernicus city, that is the Nicholas Copernicus castle. Biomedicine, you know, is theoretical medicine. It is a term that comprises the knowledge and research which is more or less common to the fields of human medicine, veterinary medicine, odontology, and fundamental biosciences. This one. My research topic, to my opinion, in biomedicine are stem cells as a source of pluripotent genetic material for regenerative medicine, gene therapy based on recombinant DNA technology to human therapeutics, especially in the field of genetic cancer therapy, molecular diagnostics, drug production and testing based on nucleic acids and recombinant proteins. Lately, the new area of research is developing in biomedicine, which is metabolomics. You know what are the stem cells? We don't have time to define the stem cells because all of you are professionals in medicine, so we go away. Potential uses of stem cells, you know that there is a large scale of possibilities. If we develop the research, you know, we'll have a better chance for the therapy in medicine. Gene therapy is the treatment that involves introducing genetic material into a person's cells to fight or prevent disease. Researchers are studying gene therapy for cancer through a number of different approaches. And you know that genes can be delivered during the systems in different ways. And this is the methodology we don't have time to talk about. Molecular diagnostics. Within the last year, developed so quickly, and you see the old way of diagnostics was just a patient, and we look and then we use the microscope, and we look for bacteria and identify just by the visualization. The new way is the genetic therapy based on genomics and sequencing of DNA. Metabolomics in medicine is concerned with the measurement of global sets of low molecular weights metabolites. It is the study of metabolites and their role in various disease states, and it is a novel methodology. It is also developing very quickly in plant molecular biology. The major application of metabolomics in toxicology is in toxicology, clinical trial testing, pharmacology and drug phenotyping, nutrient industry and food tests, cancer research, clinical pathology tests, and it's really developing very fast. We have metabolomics is divided also in several areas such as genomics, proteomics, lipidomics lately, and different chromatography systems are used to follow up the samples. You see the laboratory of metabolomics. The other problem we're trying to discuss today, we don't have any time, that is the food and human health. It's now the problem of production of special food contents, example, insulin by transgenic plants, influencing vulnerability of crops by genetic engineering, reduced use of fertilizers and pesticides in agriculture, and relations between genetic and nutrition. The problem of understanding of the role of nutrients on DNA stability, repair, on the different gene expression process. Nutrients can be induced, we have to be aware, gene expression, thereby altering individual phenotypes. So we have to consider establishing the centers for studying, researching nutrient effect on human health. You see, we can produce even chocolate in tomato plants. I studied lately the program of development of biomedical sciences in Poland, and these are the list of major topics approved by the Ministry of Science, that is biopharmacology based on recombinant proteins, production of drugs based on nucleic acid, gene therapy, molecular diagnostics, implementation of law regulation for genetic this is also the key problem for Poland now. Implementation of this regulation became the political, you know, sometimes fight, and that is the problem. But I think we will solve this problem. But anyway, for the moment, molecular diagnostics in Poland is not so well developed. And there is a program to organize special centers, special companies to be used by companies and universities and institutes are involved to organize such a institution. For example, I am also the dean of the Faculty of Biology at my university, and also lately organized laboratory of molecular biology, and I must tell you that I get big financial support from European Union. Ecological food we discussed. In the next file, please. I want to tell you about the new initiatives. We are in Poland at a good time to restructurize the system of organization of science. The Minister of Science proposed us, sent us a few months ago to prepare the strategy for the new institutions which will be introduced, implemented into European research infrastructure. So I came to idea that we have to organize in Olsztyn the International Baltic Biomedical Research Center, BioBaltMed. Professor Maksymowicz mentioned yesterday briefly about this initiative. IMS of Biomedical Center in Olsztyn, research integration in the area of biomedical and bioveterinary sciences, integration of local science activities with European research area, translating research into the practice, partners and contributors. Local contributors are University of Warmia and Mazury, Institute of Animal Reproduction and Food Research of Polish Academy of Science, Warmia and Mazury Special Economic Zone, and that is the part of industry. National partners is Medical University in Białystok, Whitestock, and also international partners, Tohoku University in Turku in Finland, Greifswald University in Germany, Kaunas University of Medicine in Lithuania, and also we are looking for the possibility to join these partners. But on rough Biomedical Research Center, MIT Anderson Cancer Center.
Excuse me, do you have partnerships with this?
We have partnerships, but we are proposing to join these partners with this initiative.
Can I ask you, I don't mean to interrupt, but your time is nearly up. The question is, what are your main challenges that you're facing?
I'm sorry,
we don't have, at least we do have one. What are the main challenges you're facing in getting this underway?
I think if we have such a good partner from the US, we have a big chance to to have this initiative approved by the ministry, and it will be easier for us to get the financial support from the European Union. And
you should talk to someone from the ministry.
yes, and I would like to hear the voice by Dr. Priebe. We already discussed in the corridor yesterday and today, and he has some proposal to this initiative.
Should he mention that?
Yes, I will ask you to allow him to take the floor. Okay.
Okay.
Well, good man. And you see, this center has international and national dimensions. Structure and specific subject of bio of this center is the reproductive biology and medicine. The study focused on infertility problems and biotechnics and biotechnology of reproduction. Food and health, the study focused on food quality, advanced food processing, personalized nutrition, metabolic disease, neuro and regenerative biology and medicine, represented by Professor Maximov, the Dean of Faculty of Medical Sciences. The study focused on stem cells, neuroanatomy, regeneration, neuropharmacology, and so on. And you see the proposed for this moment, the structure, division of for neuro and regenerative medicine, division for reproductive biology and medicine, division for research on cancerogenesis and cancer prevention, division for research on natural resources and biodiversity, division for food and health. We have to join dispersed scientific potential in Austin. 10 years ago, that was exactly in 1999, there were three small universities, and then due to my initiative, we created big Weizmann Mazira University, which is really developing very fast. We now have 35,000 to 40,000 students, big potential, 16 faculties, and the university is developing thanks to connecting dispersed scientific populations. And now we have
the
scientific potential at the Academy of Sciences Institute, at the university, at some private institution. If we join and focus on the problem, we will build the center. There is a big chance to create a good international research institute. Thank you. Well, maybe Dr. Priebe will...
Sure, may I make just a friendly suggestion? One of the things that's very helpful is listing the assets, listing what the additional cost would need to be, and listing where you might get private funds. We hear these with some frequency. I mean, you're familiar with this, and it's the basic challenge, even when it's very high science, is what are the objectives? What can we get? How much would it cost to get there? And of course, the why us? Because if I'm not mistaken, probably every region thinks it's pretty good.
We need a lot of money to organize all this. But however, we have some institutions already dispersed.
That's an important argument. I mean this very constructively. You know, one issue is what's the differentiation, and the other issue is where are there existing investments, and how could you get synergies or resource gains? Because if I understand correctly, the ministry will have to make some judgments about which areas they fund.
But I think the ministry should also focus on that idea, because we don't have so many such centers in Poland, and also we have to prepare a new legislation system to create at the universities autonomical research institutes. We should go, our university now have to go into the research university way.
So a stand parallel research institute.
Exactly.
Well, that arguably represents best practice from your colleagues in Finland.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, I think there is no clearly time for discussion on the details of that particular proposal, but the idea is just to clarify, especially for American colleagues, that with a call for initiatives, who wants to collaborate with whom, and what will be the focus of that, that particular work, to have a strategic distribution of funds rather than spread the available funds to everybody. Right. And have a focus, have a goals, and absolute commitment to what will be delivered. And this is the, I understand.
If I could support the answer, you asking the question, according to possible connections with the private sector. Of course, we are learning all the time, but we're trying to do it fast. So, for example, the best would be on examples. The ideas, the visions which are here written, they are just now building and decision making. Why this, not another? Were also connected with the thinking what forward would be done, not only what the main targets for research, but also connected with the thinking about the possible cooperation with the private sector, with the companies which could realize the activity. So it was parallel during the just before the decision making. Example, even such a basic research and connected very closely with education, like an atomic department was built using our own money at the university without any governmental additional money in the best possible conditions. And now it's the best department in this part of Europe, not only in Poland. And therefore, immediately after the opening of this division, we got a lot of offers from international companies just to buy the possibility of making the workshops for sure. Postgraduate education.
Did you accept them?
Yeah.
I mean, so you can work with these companies?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay. It's possible because we have the place free for such activity. So it's the way of thinking.
I must tell you that it's a big time and it's time to reorganize the scientific system in Poland. And it's the organization of scientific institutions, research institutions, is more developed, more advanced than the reorganization of the system of the higher education. The point of the university organization system in Poland, it's the governance of the university. Mm-hmm. It's too feudal. We have to take many examples from U.S. universities. Really, that's a key issue. And it could be implemented very quickly. But you know, this is also the psychological problem because the academic staff do not accept quick changes. You know, quick modifications. And for example, what can you do? I've been director for 9 years of that university. I was successfully re-elected 2 times. There was 95-97% of support. But now, in Olsztyn, the next rector was elected by whole community. And what he can do if he's looking for the next rectorship? He's looking for the keeping good opinion. He does not take a critical decision and so on. We have to change the system of governance, and we should also put such a point for our future collaboration. Really, it does not cost much money, but will be really effective. Really.
Well, we talked about that yesterday, and just a quick comment, if I may, Madam Minister, the things that we heard yesterday, I know some of the leading Czech universities, and you are quite a different rector. You were trying to change. They're trying to hide it.
I was finding always.
And so the reinforcing this type of as with President Parenza, reinforcing these civic entrepreneurs, I like to call you, where it is in itself. Having effective local leadership as a start is perhaps one of the most significant points. And you're quite right about the governance. And the matching funding represents best practice, as does the idea of a parallel. The great advantage of the Parallel Institute is that you can you can do in that institute what you need to do. It's a self-select mechanism. So the faculty members that want to sort of stay in the 19th century can do that, although to the cost of their students, because that top-flight research is what irrigates the educational process. You know, most textbooks are 5 years old or more, and in fields like yours, where things are moving very quickly, the research is really a critical component of effective teaching. I don't need to tell
maybe
you.
Maybe Dr. Kriber, 1 minute.
Yes.
My name is Waldemar Kriber. I'm a faculty at the MD Anderson Cancer Center at the University of Texas, and we really focus on primarily on a biology of cancer and developing of new therapies to treat cancer. And there is I'm a frequent visitor in Poland, usually 4 times a year for different reasons. We have some collaborations from my laboratory, around 40 different researchers from Poland during this last 20-something years moved in and out. Some stayed, some returned, you know, just normal course of the events. Nevertheless, you know, just we have some collaborations inside of the Poland, and MD Anderson starts to form a certain partnerships with institutions of higher education, or you know, just of the cancer centers, like a National Cancer Center of Taiwan. And one of the reasons was that there was a Chinese molecular biologist that in Taiwan, they offered him to create a laboratory, so they created a sister institution. And it was a pretty big medical school, which has a you know just 30 something thousand people, students working down there. So here, coming to the conclusion here, I decided you know just to focus on creating you know some partnership with the institution in Poland. There was no other single institution in Poland which could be a nice counterbalance in working in the area of science, biology, and the clinical aspects of MD Anderson, because MD Anderson is around $2.5 billion a budget per year, 16,500 people working, and is located in a Texas Medical Center which employs 77,000 people. So it's a big, huge, really a healthcare organization in Houston. So I decided to form a consortium, and MD Anderson will allow for such situation. Consortium of the few institutions which could act as a partner with MD Anderson and have this close collaborative efforts, which gives a more free flow of the people and ideas, and set up some you know just intellectual property issues, which is always initially when you start any collaboration a problem. So just to share, just to have a common efforts, there is a certain weak part of the MD Anderson as well. You know, just chemistry wise, they are not very strong. So just you have a great chemist, for example. There is a certain technologies which you know just they run at the capacity, for example. They would look for some collaboration. So here, what we decided, and we are lucky here that here at least we have two persons, Professor Czerniński, who is here, and Professor Zielinkiewicz, so which are one of this the part of the consortium. And as I understand, probably Professor Czerniński will update us on the status of the signing of the consortium in a minute. But so the idea is right now we are forming a consortium. Consortium tentative name is a Translational Chemistry and Biology Center. That's, let's say, umbrella name for that organization. The consortium will include Institute of Biochemistry and Biophysics, Institute of Experimental Medicine, the Marie Curie Institute, Oncology Institute, Memorial Institute in Gliwice, and also Technical University in Gliwice. And mainly, one of the reasons is that we already have established collaborations, and on the top of that, Oncology Institute in Gliwice has several persons, physicians, including a top management, which were already trained at MD Anderson. So this is this natural partnership, practically they call alumni of MD Anderson.
We are trying to keep this consortium quite open in a structure, so it means if there is some great laboratory, and there are such at the University of Warsaw, then we already identify them, we will slowly work them out of the university into the consortium as a collaborative effort and allow this exchange of the not only scientists, but in the future it will allow for exchange of the physicians, you know, just to travel. We are on the cutting edge of the technology. There is a certain things at MD Anderson which is not being done in any other place around the world. And also there is a lot of experimental right now therapeutics which are in evaluation, which sometimes the last hope for certain patients. So that's what we plan to put together. And I would ask right now Professor Czerniński maybe to update us a little bit in terms of the consortium and the progress here.
Can I just ask, are there any questions or comments from our...
May I add a few words?
Please.
Well, we have in our institutes always cooperations with states, with different places. But what is very important is to have a critical mass, and well, to be big enough to realize different grants. And therefore, because I am representing an institute of Polish Academy of Sciences, and 2 years ago we decided to establish a consortium, six institutes together, which is already quite a big critical mass because we are 1,500 people, scientists together. And this is BioCenter Ochota, we call it, and bio because everything is around bio. It's medical, one institute is medical institute, experimental and clinical medicine, but also experimental biology and bio chemistry and biophysics and cybernetics too. So, and also one technical, but also well bio-oriented. This is mostly about materials used in medicine and biology. Right now we are, I think, big enough to consume a big project, and well, I hope one of the first realization of this cooperation with America will be with MD Anderson. We are looking very much in this direction, and we hope we can realize this cooperation with America. And I hope, well, there are problems, of course, concerning financing mostly, but I think...
I was just going to ask, where is the money supposed to come from?
Well, so that's always a problem. If I would wait for the money to have on the table for something to get the project going, you know, first we have to start to have a project.
You have to start the project.
That's correct. And so right now I would say that you really clearly touch a sensitive point. You know, just so we will be looking for the ministry and some other groups for the support for the money in that aspect. We'll be also applying, because we identify certain projects, so we'll be identifying for a grant which will fund specific project for the science, but
from
NSF is one of the possibility which we plan to do, and I hope that today, you know, just from NIH, you know, just as well as a common grants, also, you know, just from European Union, you know, just because, you know, just why not, you know, just I can tell you why, you know, just because we are creating, well, the plans are a little bit, you know, this name which we gave for this consortium, and you smile a little bit, if you can identify any money, we'll take any money.
No, I'm just smiling at the timelines on the EU. Well, there actually
I like your expression, EU euphoria, you know, just as, I make the note of it, but I will ask our present minister here, you know, just maybe to comment later on the possibility of funding here, which you
well, we have a rule of courtesy here. When the minister comes to speak, she does not have to make funding decisions.
You know, funding decisions will never be made here, but opportunities. But let's say the very simple approach will be to identify a project, scientific project, which will have a merit to be funded. If we cannot go through that step, you know, just that it means that there is a problem with the collaboration.
Well, may I just interject? I've been involved in science and technology cooperation across the Atlantic for a long time. And there is a very simple rule. When you have good scientists who want to work together,
and they can bring resources from their home country. They don't have to be equal resources, but they're, if you have money on the table, the chances of additional funds are extraordinary.
I agree with you.
If you come and wait for someone to...
I agree with you.
The challenge for the Congress is sending money to foreign countries is not a re-election pattern. It just doesn't...
And that was the next step, you know, just how to build this bridge. We need some seed fundings for such
Well, with NSF, you get the twin pillars approach, your money and their money. One of the points of bringing it together with NIH was the access. You know, if you can come up with a good idea, Anna Barker basically said she's interested in working with you. I mean, what more?
I will talk for sure with her.
Steve, did you want to?
I don't think there's much I can add here. I mean, our profile in biological sciences is fairly small. We had a 2-day visit with MD Anderson recently, and I think a collaboration will come from that. Our interest is we don't run a biological sciences program for cancer researchers. It's really not consistent with the mission of the lab.
But you do a computational...
Exactly. In our work for the missions of the lab, we've developed capabilities that are pretty attractive for dealing with some of these intractable issues in cancer research. And that's really how we contribute. So we seek to be effective in this, we have to partner with organizations like MD Anderson or University of New Mexico Cancer Research Institute, some other partners. We bring our capabilities to bear and complement theirs.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I hope you would be able to engage further with this group as we go forward, because it's what you just heard there is the skills they do have, but also the network that they have. And what you want to do is build either formally or loosely a consortium that lets you bring these various actors together. And over time, the balance is you want to balance the overhead against the accretion of resources of both intellectual and physical and financial, but you can build that with appropriate choice of partner. In fact, there's a joke about cooperation. It's very much like marriage. Choice of partner is key, and maintenance is required.
I do agree with something you said, Chuck, and that is that for these partnerships to work, both sides have to bring money to the table. It's essential.
When we talk about funding. I can see that many of us are critical of the way the European Union operates in terms of the budget for research. And you're right, there are many weak points in this system. But I truly regret that I have no time to describe for you one of the novel initiatives at the European level, which is extremely promising. And it offers an opportunity not only for both and other Europeans, but also for American scientists. And this is what we call European Research Council, which is a newly set up funding agency with a significant budget and very open. And so basically everyone in the world can apply with some constraints imposed. But I think thinking in terms of our collaboration, this is an extremely interesting opportunity. And once again, I regret that I cannot describe in full the situation, but please pay some attention in the future to the opportunity. You just click you can research Council and you will see the whole system how it works. Many Americans already benefiting from this opportunity, and I think collaboration between us and you could be a very important factor in being more successful, both for you and
in
for
application
us.
For the European Union.
Could I just close this, because I have to close it, regretfully, and just point out that on the one hand, Madam Minister, you know, the money is fungible, and so when you're getting European funds in a variety of formats, that frees up money to do things on your own. One of the things I most worry about in Europe is a loss of initiative at the national level, you know, waiting to see what Brussels says. And the European Research Council is different. I fully endorse it. The second thing I'd like to say is that I think they have broken downstairs. They're finished. And we'll go down. But I think fundamentally here, there is an opportunity for for further exploration. Did you have a question?
Yes, one very I think important remark here. We have, if so, the whole this today's event, you know, just we identify the, I mean, National Science Foundation as a potential source of funding for the common projects. Today, from TIP and maybe on Polish side, so this technology innovation projects. If we could, you know, just through the, if there is a political will to do that, to create something like before was a Marie Curie Skłodowska Fund or something, common fund between these two organizations to fund a project which have a commercial, you know, just aspects between the two countries and, you know, together, maybe small fund.
I would urge that you do nationally based funds because I have worked on common funds.
And it doesn't work well.
It
at least, you know, like,
forever.
At least at one part put some money in the other at the same time.
That kind of matching
you
works.
See, that we'll do a company which will be Polish-American company.
Come with money on your side, and we come with money on our side. It doesn't have to be equal. Okay. We can build. Okay. But if you try and generate a whole
No, that's, I agree with you. This is a very good solution.
But, you know, there's a joke from the famous British Admiral Nelson used to always hang the signal to engage the enemy more closely. And in our case, I think what we have to do is engage your friends more closely. So we need to work more together, and we need to break for lunch.
Thank you.
But we still go down to...